Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Phone Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub, home of fresh-squeezed drinks, great food, and live music. Check out their Facebook page for more info. Now, that's downtown, baby, Main Street Pub. All right, surf's up a little bit for little kids, maybe. Summertime conditions, we got knee to thigh high, lucky waist high. Inlets are going to be semi-clean. Got a southeast winds 5 to 10, up to 15 maybe in the afternoon. Looks like maybe another afternoon, a round of rain again, and a thunderstorm's possible. Once it starts, it just keeps feeding itself. So that's a good thing. We needed rain. But usually get a week like this here in a row or two, and then it'll dry right back up again here on the beach anyway. But looks like small surf weekend. Mostly south winds shifting to southwest in the morning, shifting back to southeast. And south winds, and it looks like Sunday the winds come out of the southwest a little bit, and Monday really start to clock around. By the afternoon Monday, a northeaster, a little quick northeaster east wind swell coming our way for like 1 or 2 days possibly of east winds 15 to 20 plus, and looks like a little bit of a background northeast little groundswell mix in there, but it's not very strong. You know, it's the end of the season right now, so it doesn't look like going to be too much. Seabass Miski told us that the old Reef Road didn't catch it last weekend as good as the Monster Hole caught some waves. It just didn't have enough juice to get all the way down there. So we'll see what happens for Monday and Tuesday of next week. This weekend looks like a sloppy mess, possibly with rainy conditions and just hot, steamy conditions before it rains, and small waves, right tides only for the next couple days. And then Monday, all things to break loose by Monday afternoon and Tuesday. So we'll be back for Mahalo Monday. And thanks again to the Main Street Pub and also these other guys, the sponsors that always take care of us here at Ron John's and all the other sponsors to help keep the surf camps free at Surf Guru. Thanks again to QuiverGrip.com too. All right, you guys take it easy. Be back for Monday. Small surf weekend. Check the tides. It's key. And watch out for that lightning and thunder in the afternoon. Take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya. A cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. Quiver Grip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at QuiverGrip.com.